Now to Kenya, where two political antagonists signed a power-sharing agreement yesterday, and today they are working to make it a reality. This deal creates a new job, prime minister, for the opposition leader. The ultimate goal, end ethnic fighting from the disputed presidential election. More than 1,000 people have been killed in the last 2 months. NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton reports.
So, there's a deal, and many Kenyans are euphoric that finally the politicians appear to have put the country ahead of their own personal ambitions and agendas. But the chief mediator in the crisis, former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, warned that this was just a first step in a long journey of reconciliation for Kenya.
Compromise was necessary for the survival of this country. Support this agreement, for it is the key to the unity of Kenya.
After weeks trying to thrash out a political agreement, negotiators are now working on the remaining points. Kofi Annan reckons it could take a year or more to resolve the deep-seated issues that have bitterly divided Kenyans, including disputes over land, property, privilege, and crucially, poverty. Most people expect power sharing to be tricky, with a powerful president, Mwai Kibaki, ceding just some of his authority to a new prime minister and his erstwhile rival, Raila Odinga. But Kenyan politicians are talking up the deal. Foreign Minister Moses Wetangula.
It is not going to be an issue of the two men. It's an issue of the whole of us. We don't want to get a situation where we're like water and oil in the same bottle. We must be one government serving the people of this country.
Odinga's opposition spokesman Salim Lone said there was hope.
And I believe Kenyans as a whole will have to struggle to heal the wounds, because there was so much suffering on both sides that has led, engendered a lot of ethnic hatred amongst people. This is our key challenge.
A long and bumpy road ahead for Kenya. Ophabia Quistarkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.